WTAW News Time is 7:07. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirnemann Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. 5 years ago, the College Station City Council spent nearly $10 million to buy what is now the nearly vacant Chimney Hill Shopping Center on University. Since then, the council dropped plans for building a convention center. Mayor Nancy Berry says the property could be sold this fall.
We've got some promising leads. So someone who's interested in buying it is interested in buying the whole thing. So we're talking to some people, and we hope we've got something good to report to the citizens maybe this fall.
The mayor, who agrees with the thought that the city grossly overpaid for the property, hopes to recover 75% to 80% of the cost, which doesn't include additional expenses since the original purchase.
Money that paid for Chimney Hill came out of our hotel occupancy tax. So if we sell it, the money goes back to the hotel occupancy tax.
One remaining tenant is on a month-to-month lease, and the council will consider action tonight to reduce the lease time for a second tenant from 5 years to 18 months in exchange for paying less. The Planned Parenthood regional office that includes a clinic in Bryan has reached a settlement with the Texas Attorney General's office for fraudulent billing. Yesterday's announcement calls for Planned Parenthood Gulf Coast, whose home office is in Houston, to pay $1.4 million. AG spokesman Jerry Strickland says the group was overbilling.
They were providing services that they weren't supposed to be providing, like counseling and doing more testing for STDs, then billing for those services, even though they're not supposed to do so as frequently as they were.
State investigators began their probe following a whistleblower lawsuit alleging improper billing of the Texas Medicaid program. Among the findings were that PPGC falsified information in patients' medical records in order to support fraudulent Medicaid reimbursement claims. Planned Parenthood Gulf Coast issued a statement saying the allegations were baseless, but were ending the lawsuit in order to devote their energy to delivering health care. Last week, the agency announced the closing of clinics in Bryan, Huntsville, and Lufkin August 1st, citing funding cuts and the new law placing stricter regulations on abortion providers. The U.S. House has voted to allow the National Security Agency to continue the collection of hundreds of millions of Americans' phone records in the fight against terrorism. The proposed measure would have ended the program's authority. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says two key people in national security should be fired.
Essentially, at the top of the FBI, you have Attorney General Eric Holder, who has lied to Congress. He's been held in contempt by Congress, so clearly America doesn't trust him. The Director of National Intelligence, which is essentially the person over the NSA, you've got James Clapper, who's also lied to Congress. And so in my view of the world is that if you could sit down with the administration and say, these two folks have to go, and then we can continue to fund the NSA.
Flores was part of the House vote that rejected a measure to end the program's authority by a margin of 12 votes. Researchers say a shipwreck has been discovered 150 miles off the coast of Galveston that could yield insight into Texas's fight for independence. Officials from the A&M campus at Galveston and Texas State say the two-masted ship may have sunk in the Gulf of Mexico 200 years ago. The recovery expedition concluded yesterday. A Shell oil and gas survey crew first detected the wreck 2 years ago. Nearly 1 mile below the surface, researchers discovered muskets, swords, cannons, and clothing. Scientists say it may have been a warship or a vessel transporting arms and soldiers. It may have supported the Mexican army during the fight for Texas independence or been sailing to provide arms to the Texans. The Brazos Valley Food Bank always depends on the public's generosity for food, but right now the bank especially needs funds. Executive Director Teresa Mangapora says they've raised about $10,000 for the Feeding Hope campaign, but still need about $20,000 by mid-August to fund several programs.
The food bank does a couple of programs. One is the Children's Backpack Program, and the other two are a senior bag program and then a mobile food pantry. And those programs are run entirely by donations, and I mean monetary donations.
Mangapora says folks can donate online and designate specifically where they want their money to go. She says they can also always use proteins like peanut butter, canned beans, and canned meats donated into the red barrels placed around town. At WTAW.com, you can find a link to the food bank's website. And do you need space to practice roundhouse kicks and fist enforce Texas justice? You're in luck. Chuck Norris's spacious Dallas home, complete with a gym featuring memorabilia from his Walker Texas Ranger television series, is on the market. The Mediterranean ranch-style home in North Dallas also was the on-screen residence of Cordell Walker, the roundhouse-kicking Texas Ranger who battled villains at every turn. Features of the more than 7,300-square-foot home include 4 bedrooms, 7 bathrooms, a theater, and a weight room. The asking price is $1.2 million. Listing agent Rogers Healy says, Norris and his wife have homes elsewhere, including a ranch near Navasota, and they'd like to downsize. A photo of the home is on our website at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 7:12. It's 76 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Need to replace the flooring in your home? The time is now with Zorneman Flooring's Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale. Hi, this is Leah. Our warehouse is overstocked, so we're selling everything to make room. Looking for exquisite tile, wood, or laminate flooring? Zorneman has it, and it's got to go. Other flooring stores may promise a better selection at the best price, but they can't beat the Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale at Zorneman Flooring. Zorneman Flooring, we're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
The new Subway $4 lunch is for everyone. It's for value seekers, for veggie eaters, for meat lovers, for spicy Italian lovers, for big appetites, for pickle people, for meatball dreamers, for fitness fanatics, for everyone who wants more of what they love. The new Subway $4 lunch. Tons of 6-inch subs to choose from, like the spicy Italian or meatball marinara, plus a 21-ounce drink all day, every day. It's for everyone. Subway. Eat for fresh.
Prices and participation may vary. Additional charges for extras, plus tax. See stores for $4 lunch selection. Prices higher in Alaska.
I love the avocado on this Subway sub.
Yeah, well, I love it so much, I started this avocado Facebook page.
Oh, you should post a picture of my new avocado earrings. See?
Oh, yeah. They match this avocado sweater I just knit.
Oops, I forgot to lock my avocado.
Have you met my firstborn son, Avocado?
Show your avocado love at Subway. Add this superfood boost to the turkey and spinach or try it on the Subway Club. It's avocado season. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only. Participating restaurants. Facebook is a trademark of Facebook Inc.
The experts nationwide have seen the interior of the 2013 Toyota Camry and are giving it high praises. So spacious you wouldn't believe the view, raves the dashboard hula girl. The Camry's Intune system makes my commute bearable, writes Travel Coffee Mug. I can't imagine a more luxurious seat to be wedged in, says Loose Pocket Change. Fuzzy Dice applaud the Camry's dual climate control. Finally, we can both be comfortable. Suction Cup Cat says, I can't turn my head, but I'm told it has paddle shifters. Tree-shaped air freshener says, I simply don't deserve this place. And ever-nodding dashboard dog says, yes, yes, yes. The 2013 Camry. The critics agree. It's our best interior yet.
Save on the number one selling car in America. Get $1,500 customer cash or lease a 2013 Camry LE for $199 a month for 36 months with just $999 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states. Ends 8/5/13.
Norma G Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Norma G Tractor. Check out the new Kubota L3200F, 32-horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade, only $12,995. Buy now from Norma G Tractor, pay cash, and get $2,000 in total rebates, paying $10,995 for your new tractor, shredder, and box blade. Or finance with zero down and zero interest for 5 years and still get a $1,000 rebate. With zero down payment, that's $200 per month. Or 10% down, that's payments of only $153 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these, plus a 3-year warranty? Norma G Tractor, for the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. Trade-ins welcome. Your best deals are at Norma G Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norma G, Texas. Visit NormaGTractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor.
Good morning, it's 7:16. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Here are the numbers.
High pressure continues to sit over the Gulf of Mexico, so that means we stay sunny and warm into the weekend. Lots of sun today. We're going to be up to about 95 to 100. There will be some passing clouds. It'll be generally clear tonight, lows down to about 75 to 80. partly sunny, close to 95 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75 to 80. Partly sunny Saturday, the chance of a thunderstorm, highs on Saturday near 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Broncos linebacker and Aggie standout Von Miller had his say, sort of, yesterday. Brazos Valley Bombers were in action, as well as the Rangers and the Astros. Plus more with sports. We'll cover that for you at about 7:50.
You know, the NFL needs some good publicity, so we'll do that in a minute. But first, you know, we're trying to help Chuck Norris sell his home.
You know, well, I don't think, you know what?
Yeah.
Mentioning it, it got about 4,000 and more than 4,000 more views than most of our stories on our website.
Yeah, no,
so
there's
let's not
no.
knock it.
Oh, I'm not. No, what I'm going to try to upgrade it a little bit, if at all possible.
You're going to upgrade Chuck Norris's home?
Well, how is it possible to upgrade Chuck Norris?
No.
He's already like the ultimate.
It's our presentation.
Ah.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you to once again read that story, but I thought I would put some maybe appropriate music behind it and see if that in some way might enhance this. So, folks, in case you haven't heard, you know, Kat's mentioned it in the news that Chuck and his wife are selling their home up in the Dallas area. They're going to keep the one in Navasota, and I guess they have some other homes too. But anyway, so have you got the script there in front of you?
Oh, yeah, I do. I'm just wondering if you have, like, punch sounds and kick sounds.
No. I don't think so.
All right. Need space to practice roundhouse kicks and fist enforce Texas justice? You're in luck. Chuck Norris's spacious Dallas home, complete with a gym featuring memorabilia from his Walker, Texas Ranger television series, is on the market. The Mediterranean ranch-style home in North Dallas also was the on-screen residence of Cordell Walker, the roundhouse-kicking Texas Ranger who battled villains at every turn. Mm-hmm. Features of the more than 7,300-square-foot home include 4 bedrooms, 7 bathrooms, a theater, and a weight room for all of those weight trainers. The asking price is $1.2 million. Listing agent Rogers Healy says Norris and his wife do have homes elsewhere, but they'd like to downsize. A photo of this spectacular home is on our spectacular website, WTAW.com. That's so loungy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's it. I went in and I looked for cheesy lounge music. I thought that would be pretty cool. So anyway. So we'll see.
I think you're pretty cool, Scott.
Hello.
Hey, what's the commission on that list in there?
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm thinking. See if we can get a piece of that action. Why don't you just ask for a point off of that? I mean, think about that, Kat. That'd be pretty good.
Oh, we don't need any of that action.
1% of $1 million? That'd be okay.
Oh, I'd take it.
Oh, I don't need any money.
Okay, fine. Chris Johnson has the fastest 40-yard dash time in NFL Combine history. But does his speed measure up to the world's fastest animal on land? A television special set to air in November will provide the answer. The Tennessee Titans running back and Chicago Bears wide receiver Devin Hester each took turns racing a cheetah for a Nat Geo Wild special titled Man vs. Cheetah that will air during the Big Cat Week, which is coming up.
If you want to impress me, then let's try Sharknado. Man versus Sharknado.
Yeah.
Did you know that cheetahs cannot retract their claws?
I had no idea.
They're the only feline that cannot retract their claws.
I bet you they got a heck of a scratching post. The the race is, which took place with a barrier between the men and the animal. That's good. Have already
taken
place.
Oh, that's cowardice.
Results will be revealed by the website. Unless they bust that. I don't want them to bust the embargo on that. I mean, we need this promo so that we can, good old Nat Geo, we need to help them out and make sure that they can get some some publicity. Wow. Run against a cheetah. And again,
Chuck Norris could win.
Yeah, right.
Just saying.
Yeah, yeah. If it's a 40-yard dash, I mean, I know that obviously a cheetah can run way faster than a human, but I don't know if it can happen, you know, in that 40.
Oh, absolutely it can. They're going to get buried.
I don't even understand why they're making a show about it.
Yeah, so, all right, so let's delve in here just for a minute and see, let's see what Kevin's having for breakfast this morning. Kev, what are you having for breakfast, buddy? You got your usual?
The Fiber Plus protein and a yogurt.
Okay, yeah, the yogurt. Let's talk about the yogurt for a minute.
Are you not talking about what I had for breakfast?
No, I'm going to, then I'll tell you. I mean, we can in a minute.
Okay.
But okay, so what kind of yogurt?
The Dannon.
Yeah. That Dannon
fruit on the bottom.
Uh huh. Yep.
Strawberry.
Yep. Ooh, dead on. The Center for Science in the Public Interest has launched a campaign to ask Dannon to stop using carmine, which is a common dye made from crushed red bugs.
I don't care.
Just saying.
I'd rather eat bugs than chemicals.
In 13 varieties of their yogurt. And I know because I eat the exact same thing. You and I eat the exact same stuff. So anyway, I'm just telling. The CSPI said, quote, "It's not the end of the world, but for most people, they just prefer to have a better knowledge of what they've got that they're putting in their bodies. They'd rather not be eating something that's made from bugs. They say it's deceptive, since most consumers rightly expect that the advertised fruit is responsible for the color and not a squashed bug." So why don't they put on their bug guts? That'd be pretty good, you know,
start
for the ingredients.
Start putting a bug-free stamp, like
that's
a dolphin-free.
Exactly, gluten-free, bug-free, perfect. All right, so, Kat, what are you having for breakfast? This scares me so much.
I have a big bowl of Jewish penicillin.
I don't know what that means.
That's
chicken noodle soup.
It's, well, not
soup.
Noodles, but chicken soup with rutabaga and parsnip, carrots, and whole.
Why'd you
celery.
Put all that junk in there? It's chicken soup. Yeah, why would you do that?
That's how you make it, and lots of dill.
No, excuse me, that's how some people make it.
That's how this particular recipe is
made.
Ah,
there you go. Okay, so, and how'd you do? How'd you do?
Are you feeling better?
Oh, yeah, I feel good.
Yeah, how much did you make?
Oh, well, I made a lot. I've been eating it for... Yeah, pretty much every meal this entire week.
But what's a lot? Is that like 5 gallons? Is that
it's like a huge...
Do we need to get a tanker truck out to the house? I mean, what?
It was a huge stock pot with a whole... You just put the whole chicken in there.
Do you?
Whole. And then you cook it long enough to where it sort of all falls apart.
You go ahead and pull the feathers off before you put it in there? I'm just asking.
All right, Scott. Yes.
There were no feathers. You put the whole chicken in there?
There were no feathers, feet, or head.
Okay, now what do you take? You put the whole chicken in there and then you pick the bones out, or how does that work?
And then you just pull them out as you eat.
Really?
Although I have, I've said that before on the radio. I have considered cooking a whole chicken to try to articulate the bones.
Yeah.
I thought that would be kind of an exciting twist on puzzle building.
Hello?
Hey, I'll bet you if they remove the barrier between the cheetah and the guy, his 40 time gets even faster.
You're right, sir. I believe you're correct. Yeah.
Without question. Yeah.
He would find that other gear that those sports announcers always talk about. Yeah, I would think that's probably right. Yeah, thinking that they could probably swerve, too. Oh, okay, let's see. Here we go. The state of Wyoming has just two of these. I wish I had a prize to give away, because it's a pretty interesting question. But the state of Wyoming has just two of these. They are escalators.
Really?
Are you serious?
The entire state of Wyoming has only two escalators. In 08, Megan Lee, who's a reporter for the Star Tribune in Casper, Wyoming, the author of the paper Answer Girl, they have a column called Answer Girl, received the following question: how many escalators are there in Casper and in Wyoming? She looked into the matter and found out that there was one escalator in Casper. And the only one in the state. So you got an up and a down, see? Two escalators. No, actually, there were actually two escalators, two of them in Casper.
Was there a law against it, or how did that happen?
Well, I mean, it's Casper, Wyoming. I mean, how many people live there, right?
They just got indoor plumbing.
So does that actually mean that there are four escalators? I'm not sure, but that was in 2008. Well, they updated, fast forward to 5 years, the Atlantic Magazine went and looked. There's still just two escalators in the entire state of Wyoming. I mean, one more reason to, and you know, put a billboard on the interstate, you know, escalator next exit. But that's it. And if
Norma, you need to replace
what and if you go to the website, in fact, they have a picture of it.
Of the escalator?
It's in some federal building or some state building there. So it's not even in a department store. Well, then I guess they use elevators, but that's it. There's two escalators in the state of Wyoming. So use that today and win a cup of coffee or something.
Fear of going to the dentist. It invades your life and doesn't let go. Over the years, cavities lead to pain, missing teeth, constant bad breath. Soon, not smiling becomes a way of life. Relationships, job promotions, and confidence often suffer as a result. Life slips by, and you feel you have nobody to confide in. Dr. Reese understands, and now there's help. It's called Sedation Dentistry, and it can change your life. Learn more at drreese.com.
Good morning. It's 726 at Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. Look for a high temperature right about 100. Low temperature tonight around 77 or so. We'll continue that pattern all the way through Tuesday, it looks like. And a slight chance of rain, about 20 or 30% over the weekend. So we'll keep our fingers crossed because we could use that. Right now the winds are out of the south at 4, 93% relative humidity, and we've got 78 degrees.
Mom calls us her dynamic duo. We turn off lights that aren't being used and other stuff. She says we're saving the planet, but we know we save her gobs of money too. It's cool being superheroes. We're saving energy by turning things off. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Well, there's news on White House interns. It's about the hypocrisy of Barack Obama, who is supposedly leading the fight for a higher minimum wage while relying on unpaid interns at the White House. Now, last month, a major movie studio was found liable for violating labor laws by using unpaid interns. And ever since, we've chronicled this new legal movement. Lawsuits are springing up all over the country demanding retroactive payment for interns who agreed to work in unpaid positions. The movement is led by agitators, professional rabble-rousers, calling themselves the Fair Pay Campaign. They plan to launch a campaign against the intern-exploiting Obama regime on Labor Day. That's the same day that leftists and overpaid union thugs celebrate other successful money laundering operations, like the one that funnels millions in union dues to Democrat campaigns. In return, Democrats funnel taxpayer money back to the unions via overgenerous wage and pension packages, while they bankrupt local governments and ruin American education. But I digress. These new agitators plan to rally the troops to demand that Obama pay his unpaid interns. And then they'll spread the campaign throughout federal government. They'll keep up the battle in courtrooms and in the private sector. Ultimately, there will be no unpaid intern positions left in America. Opportunities and traditional roads for success will die with them. And then the liberal agitators will move on to their next victims.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Don's dream of owning a home was crushed. Don became a victim of identity theft. He didn't even know it. His credit ruined. Don couldn't even get a business loan, so he called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock found multiple fraudulent credit applications that identity thieves were trying to open. LifeLock shut them down. They helped Don avoid further disasters. Identity theft is so complex, you simply cannot fight it alone. And that's why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. You can visit LifeLock.com/rush for details and the special 10% discount. Or call and use the promo code RUSH to get the special 10% discount. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. Network does not cover all transactions, and the scope may vary.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byansky with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. Today.
3 years before the founding of Texas A&M, ANCO Insurance was insuring cotton barges carrying cargo on the Brazos River. Today, our clients include farmers and ranchers, large industry and major corporations, as well as the store around the corner. Customer service and the best insurance products and services are our primary focus. We have the experience to help your business in today's stressful times. Visit ANCO Insurance at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. With the highest level trauma center in the region, we're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home.
Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Last week, Planned Parenthood announced clinics were closing in Bryan, Huntsville, and Lufkin on August 1st. This week, the regional office based in Houston has agreed to pay $1.4 million after being accused of fraudulently overbilling the Texas Medicaid program. Planned Parenthood Gulf Coast released a statement that the allegations were baseless, but they were ending the lawsuit to devote their time to deliver health care. No specific clinic locations were listed in a news release from the state attorney general's office. Spokesman Jerry Strickland says Medicaid provides for a payment of specific services at specific times of the year.
So if somebody comes in and they continually come in month after month after month for counseling, and a clinic overbills Medicaid and gets payment for that, that's simply not allowed through the Medicaid system. And the same with testing for STDs.
Investigators with the AG and Health and Human Services Department followed up on a whistleblower lawsuit alleging improper billing practices. Money from the settlement will be shared by the whistleblower, the state, and the federal government. Tonight's College Station City Council agenda considers amending the lease of one of the two remaining businesses at the city-owned Chimney Hill Shopping Center. Mayor Nancy Berry says the property could be sold this fall. The money would return to the hotel occupancy tax fund, where it could go towards a proposed natatorium.
If, that's a big if, the school board decides to place the natatorium on a bond issue, and if the voters approve it, the city, you know, may rent it at some point. And, you know, they're using it for swim meets and multiple day swim meets, so people would be staying in hotels.
Asked about the legality of using the money towards a new aquatic center.
I think legally speaking, we probably could. I'm not really in favor of the natatorium.
The mayor hopes to get $7 million for the property, which was purchased 5 years ago for $10 million. The council has since dropped the idea of building a convention center. By a margin of 12 votes, the U.S. House yesterday voted against ending the authority to continue collecting the phone records of Americans in the name of the war against terrorism. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan voted to continue gathering that information.
I worry, you know, 5 years from now, after there's been another 9/11 event, and there will be one if we shut these programs down, then we're going to be saying, why didn't we do more?
Flores compliments the work of most people in the FBI and the National Security Agency.
They're working real hard to comply with the law, and that they're following the Constitution to protect our Americans' First and Fourth Amendment rights, and that they're also doing a pretty good job of thwarting terrorist activities, not only in the United States and around the world. I think it's been publicly announced that there are 54 events that they stopped.
But Flores wants the attorney general fired, who heads the NSA, along with the director of the FBI. The Brazos Valley Food Bank is already preparing for fall needs through its Feeding Hope sponsorship campaign. Executive Director Teresa Mangapura says they're asking specifically for money to put food into children's backpacks, bags for impoverished homebound seniors, and food pantries for areas without good access to food banks.
We use the money to acquire the food for those programs because the food for the children's backpack needs to be individual serving size. We follow menus that are nutritionally balanced, and we need it to be within date and things like that. So we're buying new food for those. Same for the senior bags and then the mobile units.
Mangapura says it costs about $6 for a senior bag and $6.50 for each child's backpack. She says so far they've raised about $10,000, but that's only about a third of their goal. For details about how to get involved or donate, go to WTAW.com. 2 years ago, an oil and gas survey crew detected a shipwreck in the Gulf of Mexico off the coast of Galveston. Yesterday, researchers at A&M and Texas State finished a recovery expedition of the ship located nearly 1 mile below the surface. Scientists say it may have been a warship or a vessel supporting the Mexican Army or the Texans 200 years ago. Artifacts found on the two-masted ship date back to the early 1800s. They include Spanish and Mexican muskets, swords, and clothing, along with British cannons. A deep-sea exploration ship was operated under the direction of the man who is internationally known for finding the wreck of the Titanic. And online at WTAW.com are photos of former President George H.W. Bush with a clean-shaven head. Family spokesman Jim McGrath tweeted the pictures taken earlier this week, supporting a two-year-old boy who lost his hair while being treated for leukemia. It's been almost 60 years since George and Barbara Bush lost their four-year-old daughter, Robin, to leukemia. The youngster's the son of a member of Bush's Secret Service detail.
Co-workers also shave their heads to show their solidarity. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 76 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Brazos Valley progress is everywhere. Planes, trains, and cars are constantly coming and going. Buildings are under construction. And each weekend, thousands of visitors gather for the events that flavor our community. But as we grow, trauma accidents and injuries are growing with us. Safety comes in the form of St. Joseph, now with the highest level trauma program in the region. We hope you never need us, but we're here if you do. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home.
Thank you for making RV Station the fastest growing RV dealer in the area. Folks at RV Station know that you work hard for your RV and you deserve the best. And at RV Station, they stock only the best brands like Jayco and Rockwood and Puma and Raptor. Brands that are built to last for decades. And right now at RV Station in Bryan, you can get a brand new 2013 Puma bunkhouse for only $16,500. Stock number is 1546. Need something that's even a hotter deal than that? Then take $20,000 off a new 2013 Keystone Raptor 300MP toy hauler. Now, this is the number one selling toy hauler in North America, and it's sale price now at $52,995. The stock number there is $23,97. Financing is available with approved credit. The best prices in the country on the best brands. Go to RV Station online or come by and visit them at RV Station 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan.
There's a lot to be said for convenience, but when it comes to your dental health, Arendt's Family Dentistry in Bryan is closer than you think. Since 1984, Arendt's has maintained a reputation for providing the finest, most advanced dental care for your entire family. Using state-of-the-art technology for every procedure, Arendt's provides the big city benefits of dental care with that small-town feel.
Call 268-1407 or visit arentsdds.com. That's A-R-E-N-T-S-D-D-S.com.
Voted best of the Brazos Valley. Arendt's Family Dentistry in Bryan. We're closer than you think.
How many times have you heard the old adage, it's the sizzle, not the steak? Well, the same holds true for when you're trying to sell your house. And boy, do they know it at Zweiker & Associates at Keller Williams. Jen and the gang are real big into making sure your house is staged absolutely perfectly. So much so, they've employed several systems and one person that does it full time. That's all they do is make sure that your house looks perfect for when it goes on the market. And right now, apparently, is the time to put them on the market. Jen was telling me a story just the other day. A house they were showing was listed and sold on the same day. And as the realtor was leaving, there were two other realtors getting ready to show the house. So if you've thought about putting your house up for sale, or you're just kind of wanting to start the process, go online to zarealestate.com. Again, that's zarealestate.com. And find out more about Zweiker & Associates at Keller Williams. And what you do me a favor. Tell them I said hey.
It's 7:40. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at morefeed.com.
High pressure over the central Gulf of Mexico really changes the weather pattern very little over the next couple of days. Looks like high pressure is going to stay with us probably for about another 48 hours, and then it'll start to weaken a bit. We'll have sunshine, a high of 95 to 100 today. Clear tonight, 75 to 80. Partly sunny near 95 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75 to 80. Sun Saturday, the risk of a thunderstorm, a high of 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
So every game's a big game. I don't care who's on the other side. Every game counts.
That's Matt Garza after getting his first start for the Texas Rangers, and he did quite well. We'll get you caught up with Von Miller as well as Bombers baseball and Astros baseball. All on the way. We'll cover it in sports in about 12 minutes.
There you go, 7:41. Pretty cool about 41 shaving his head. That's a pretty neat deal.
Yeah. That is cool. I started that trend. I just want to.
Oh, yeah. I think nature helped you with
hey,
that.
Hey, come on.
All right, just saying. Anyway, but that is kind of fun, and the whole staff adding in it, joining in the – in the situation.
Absolutely.
So. All right, so let's see. Forbes magazine's got their list of the annual top colleges out this week. Number one, yeah, we know. We know Stanford. Right. That, and they win that Director's Cup every year,
the
too.
The Learfield Sports Director's Cup.
That's it. So they're the top college, according to Forbes, and they win a lot of sports stuff. Number two, Pomona College.
Pomona?
Yeah, because, I mean, if you look at the top 10, it's pretty much got the ones you always hear. You're always going to hear Stanford. You're always going to hear Princeton, Yale, Columbia. They're in there, Swarthmore. U.S. Military Academy, that's kind of neat. Number 8 is Harvard. Number 9 is Williams College. Number 10 is MIT. And, of course, criteria has everything to do with it. But basically what the Forbes people said is, what we wanted to do is we wanted to look at what you get out of your degree rather than what it takes for you to get into the school.
Oh.
So I think what they're doing is they're taking overall what the graduates, what happens to the graduates after they get out as a group. And that's
fair enough.
Yeah, and it is.
And if you want to make your first million, skip going to college and buy a fortune cookie.
Well, that also, yeah, that can, guy did that last, yesterday.
Oh, did you see that?
Yeah, yeah. So, and that's right. It just whatever. All it takes is one good idea. I mean, think about it. Let's see. Bill Gates graduated from. Oh,
nowhere.
Wait. He didn't.
No.
Yeah, yeah. So, anyway. Yeah.
Nor did Steve Jobs.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, so.
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
So, anyway, just go out there and make it happen. All right. So, all our lives, we hear about things and we find out they really aren't true. For instance, waiting an hour to go swim. Okay. Remember? Because that started back in the 1940s, the American Red Cross.
Which is completely made up.
Yeah, they published a manual on life-saving, and they claimed that stomach cramps and possible death awaited the swimmer who went right from the table into the pool.
Maybe if he completely gorged himself on Thanksgiving dinner.
The whole idea was they made people believe something because they kept hearing it for so long. In 1961, the Journal of Health and Physical Education and Recreation debunked it. Today, the American Red Cross is even down with that, too. They distanced themselves. But other things.
I would argue that there's a lot more heinous things that we believe just because people repeat it to us.
Certainly. The more you cut your hair, the faster it grows. That's not true. When hair starts to grow back,
Amen.
It makes you know it, don't you? When it starts to grow back, it's going to feel coarse. Maybe that's because it's short, but the speed of growth does not vary. Carrots, good for your eyes. Well, they contain beta carotene, which your body turns into vitamin A.
Oh.
And since it's needed by your retinas, a certain deprivation of said vitamin could cause night blindness, but... You know, we got a lot of beta carotene in our bodies, and you don't just need carrots to do that. Reading in the dark will ruin your eyes. As the American Academy of Ophthalmology puts it, reading in dim light will no more harm the eyes than taking a photograph in dim light can harm a camera.
Well, no kidding.
That's like healing from my childhood problems. I read in the dark for years, and then my eyesight got bad, and so then I always felt all this shame, like, I did this to myself. I ruined my own vision. But now you're telling me that perhaps I'm innocent.
You're healed, girl. You're healed. Yeah, so there. Yeah.
Well, what a relief.
We have purged your childhood problems here this morning at 7:45.
Just sit down on the old 25th of July. Radio recliner.
That's
and
right.
Tell us your problems.
Women show more empathy than men. Research shows when children are asked to imagine what another person is feeling, boys are just as skilled as girls. Yet studies also show that females are slightly better at interpreting body posture, facial expressions, and tone of voice. The reason is, we're guys. We're not paying attention, okay?
We are. We're just not paying attention to that.
Yeah. And the full moon makes people crazy. In a compilation of 37 different studies on the subject, no evidence could be found of any special lunar effect.
Well, don't more people end up in the ER when it's a full moon?
The only correlation that did come up was built in a bias. Essentially, if a person believes that the full moon has an effect, then he or she will be vigilant.
I was a
bartender. And they will notice it more when it happens.
I was a bartender for a long time.
Yeah.
I don't buy that for a second. Yep. People are nuts when there's a full moon.
Well, and it's really.
Okay. Yeah, and my grandma was an ER nurse, and she said it always the full moons when people come in with the stupid, weird, you know, a wrench in their ear and weird stuff like that.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we tried to debunk that, but obviously Kevin and Kat will have none of it. And so, except for that full moon.
I'm willing to study.
And again, well, there's anecdotal evidence for anything, and that's fine. Just stay in your house, okay? That way you don't have to worry about the crazy people. But, you know, don't sleep in a full moon, because then don't you turn into a werewolf or something like that? Is that right?
That's only if you've been bitten by a werewolf.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Come on, Scott.
I didn't get to that part.
What's the matter with
you? David Willey, president of CTWP. I want to thank all of our customers here in the Brazos Valley for the opportunity to be your copier company for over 35 years. As our community has grown, so has our organization's ability to provide the latest in document imaging technology. If you are looking for business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, CTWP is looking for you. Call CTWP today at 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX laser and Childs Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Birds teach their young to fly by shoving them out of the nest. We humans have better ways of launching our kids into the adult world. Or do we? Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. When department store founder J.C. Penney was 8 years old, his father told him that, as of that moment, he'd have to support himself. Except for food and shelter, he'd have to earn life's necessities for himself. When young J.C. Penney asked for a new pair of shoes to get started, his dad answered, "You're on your own." And that was the 1880s. Fast forward to our present day, and many parents face a different problem. Junior is 27. He's earned a college degree and lost a few jobs already. Now he's back with mom and dad, sleeping till noon every day. But don't worry, he'll move out as soon as he gets his head together. Is there a happy medium somewhere between these two extremes? Well, I think so. It lies in the concept of age-appropriate responsibility. Simply explained, parents should expect their kids to be responsible for themselves at a level appropriate for their age and ability. An 8-year-old can vacuum. A 16-year-old can get a part-time job. And as for that unmotivated 27-year-old, well, let's just say he's capable of doing a lot more than playing video games in the basement all day. You'll find more encouragement at FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Yo, what's up? Right Brand Bacon here. I'm the bigger, better bacon. Bacon that makes a bold statement. We're talking major slices of thick, meaty bacon. I'm so big you could serve me to the presidents on Mount Rushmore. When I'm on the grill sizzling, I smell so incredible, it attracts guys faster than a half-price bikini car wash. I'm so tender.
Right
so
Brand Bacon. Bigger, better bacon. Find out more at biggerbetterbacon.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-460-3580. 800-460-3580.
It's the most fun.
Make summer's best memories at Schlitterbahn Water Park. Experience endless rivers, thrilling water slides, surfing waves, and uphill water coasters. Plus, splash with the little ones in specially designed play pools. Family-owned and operated, Schlitterbahn Water Park lets you bring a picnic and park for free. Buy your tickets today at schlitterbahn.com.
Hi, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 7:50. Aggie standout and Bronco linebacker Von Miller is facing a 4-game suspension this year, but is waiting on an appeal. He met with the media yesterday, and he said he doesn't feel like he's disappointed his teammates. Quote, "I don't think I let my teammates down," Miller said to via Broncos reporter Andrew Mason. Quote, "Everybody has tough moments." It was reported that aside from the unknown reason that he's been suspended this season, Miller also tested positive for amphetamines and marijuana during his rookie season and he was asked Wednesday if smoking marijuana was part of his life. He said, quote, absolutely not. Otherwise, there wasn't really much that he could talk about. I'm obviously aware of the situation surrounding me, but out of respect for confidentiality, I can't talk about it. Now, as for the football, Miller's just ready to get back on the football field. Brazos Valley Bombers took to the field last night to try and get a little revenge. It didn't work out. They rallied from seven back, only to get nipped late by the Pump Jacks, 10-9. On to the pros. Matt Garza pitched into the eighth inning for the Rangers in his debut, and Texas beat New York 3-1 last night. Here's Garza after his first start.
Hey, we're on a playoff hunt, aren't we? We're trying to make it October, so every game's a big game. I don't care who's on the other side. Every game counts. You know, this thing's not going to be won, you know, right now. It's going to be running down the stretch, but these games count just like every other one, so we try to put a W up every night.
A.J. Brzezinski drove in a couple runs for Texas.
Well, yeah, after we had just given him a run the inning before. You know, it wasn't a bad pitch. I actually kind of laughed at the replay. I don't know how it went that far, but luckily for once, the wind was kind of blowing out and kind of, I think, pushed it a little bit, but against Pettit, anytime you can get a ball up and hit a home run, it's pretty special.
David Murphy also homered off a reliever Sean Kelly in the eighth.
Swung on, hit high and deep to left field. He has turned the game around. Coco blasts one over the out-of-town scoreboard, and the A's are in front 4-3.
Chris hit a two-run dinger in Oakland's three-run seventh inning to help the Athletics to a 4-3 win over the Stros yesterday. The A's trailed by two before an RBI double by Eric Scruggs with one out. That cut the lead to 3-2 and chased starter Bud Norris off the mound. Crisp launched his home run off Travis Blakely and put Oakland on top for good. A doctor retained by A-Rod for the second opinion on a leg injury Wednesday was reprimanded this year by the New Jersey Board of Medical Examiners over steroid prescriptions. The New Jersey State Board Medical Examiner filed an order of reprimand against Dr. Michael Gross just before Valentine's Day for his conduct at his Active Center for Health and Wellness. Rodriguez is one of more than a dozen players under investigation by Major League Baseball for alleged ties to a Florida clinic that is accused of distributing performance-enhancing drugs. New England Patriots head coach Bill Belichick spoke with reporters earlier yesterday for the first time since player Aaron Hernandez was arrested for murder.
We certainly do not condone unacceptable behavior, and this does not in any way represent the way that the New England Patriots want to do things. As the coach of the team, you know, I'm primarily responsible for the people that we bring into the football operation. Our players are generally highly motivated and gifted athletes. They come from very different backgrounds. They've met many challenges along the way and have done things to get here. Sometimes they've made bad or immature decisions, but we try to look at every single situation on a case-by-case basis and try to do what's best for the football team and what's best for the franchise.
A Pro Bowler for the Patriots in 2011, Hernandez has pleaded not guilty to murder in the death of Olden Lloyd, a 27-year-old Boston semi-professional football player whose body was found June 17th in an industrial park near Hernandez's home. And finally this morning, Landon Donovan scored two goals and set up another on Wednesday night, helping the U.S. beat Honduras 3-1 to advance to the CONCACAF Gold Cup Finals. Jurgen Klinsmann, who's the coach for the team, said the performance was wonderful to watch.
The first 30 minutes was brilliant football. Brilliant. I mean, we said we want to come out there with high pressure, high tempo, moving quickly the ball around, you know, creating chances, and that's what they did. And just deserve a huge compliment on how those first 30 minutes went. I think they deserve a huge compliment tonight.
That's your sports brought to you by Besco Custom Jewelers, Texas made and Texas proud. For more, go to BescoJewelers.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We'd like to tell you about a jeweler here in the Brazos Valley many of you may not be aware of. Brett Edmondson of Besco Custom Jewelers has been quietly making custom jewelry for the past 29 years. Besco Custom Jewelers operates as a professional jeweler, not jewelry store, specializing in design, restoration, and repair of platinum, gold, and silver jewelry. Brett would like to become your jeweler to earn your trust, whether it's for a simple refinishing, ring sizing, or a special custom piece. Besco Custom Jewelers, 764-8558, or click BescoJewelers.com.
Don't spend another spring or summer family vacation with discontent kids in the car for hours on end. This year, bring vacation to your own backyard with Lion Home Products. Lion Home Products will create your own permanent vacation spot without all the hassle. Lion Home Products has everything you need to create the perfect outdoor kitchen and barbecue setting, offering custom gas grills, patio heating, fire pits, and custom fireplaces. Visit LionHomeProducts.com. That's LYNE homeproducts.com or call 229-9051 today.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at Dayhill.
How can you get your kids to open up and talk to you? Find out foolproof strategies in the upcoming fall issue of Bryan Broadcasting's Brazos Family Magazine. There are also articles on fun and effective school fundraisers, immunizations, plus a family-friendly fall calendar of events. For information about advertising in this back-to-school issue of Brazos Family Magazine, contact Sam Jones at 695-9595 or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
Did you ever try to dial a cell phone with gloves on? Ever had a job site without cell service? And what if you need to get a message to a whole crew at once? The only way to make this happen is with a two-way system from Skyline Communications. Skyline radios have expanded range, tough, durable handsets, and no data charges. Let Skyline show you the cost-effective way to stay in touch. Don't spend money on data or cracked glass on your phones. Call Charles Culver at Skyline Communications, 775-2-WAY. That's 775-2929. Serving business for 33 years.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Gonna be another hot day because it's Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're in a heat wave.
But if you want to do something cool, remember that tonight the cops are raising money
for
the Special Olympics.
Yeah, this is the second night, right? They did it last night, too?
Yes. Last night they raised $7,000, but they'd like to raise a total of, I think, about $12,000.
Okay.
So let's go out and support them. It's from 5:30 till, I think, 9:30.
Okay, and that'll be at Texas Roadhouse, is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
On University and College Station.
Yeah. All right, Sport Boy, what do you got?
Well, I was going to say, they were working hard, so how about the 50 hardest working cities in the country?
Hey,
what does that mean?
And a big chunk of them are in Texas.
Really?
A real estate company called Movoto released the hardest working cities in the U.S. based on factors like number of hours people work a week, unemployment rate, commuting time, and the fewest hours of sleep. Seattle is in there. Arlington, Fort Worth, Austin, San Jose, San Fran, Cali, San Francisco, California, Dallas, Virginia Beach, Washington, and Houston.
Houston's number one?
It's number 10.
Number 10.
Seattle's one. Arlington is two. Fort Worth is three.
Arlington,
Austin is four.
Texas?
It's all those baseball players.
Well, commuting time's got to have something to do with that, too. Hey, going back to the Forbes list, okay, I know you wanted to know. A&M was 122 on that list. A&M was 122. UT was 66. So, anyway, we won't say anything more about that. UK man has beaten his own Guinness record for riding a jet-powered shopping cart.
Where can I get me one of them?
At 45 miles an hour. Matt McKeon built the record-breaking contraption after finding the shopping cart in a ditch and fitting it with a jet-powered engine. And here's the important part, go-kart.